The Gen X Factor is recorded before a fake studio audience.
Hi, Walkie.
Hi. Who's this?
This is little Jeffy. I'm just here to join you in your podcast.
Hi, little Jeffy. Little Jeffy? Can I talk to I talk to Big Jeffy?
Sure.
What up, bud?
Not much. Who's little Jeffy?
You know, I just got to thinking about our show, and you know, we're both kind of in our low to mid 50s, and I thought it'd be nice to bring on a little kid, you know, just someone to liven up the show a bit, you know.
Like me?
Just like you, little Jeffy.
Okay, I guess it can't hurt. That usually is a big ratings booster whenever they've tried it in the past, right?
Welcome to the Gen X Factor, a podcast about all things 70s, 80s, 90s, and beyond for the dazzlingly uncool in all of us. Join us as we take you on a guided tour through the deepest, darkest recesses of our collective generational memories. Could it be dangerous? You better believe it. But we're Gen X. We were built for this.
Okay, Rocky, so we've done two of our sitcom episodes,
yeah.
Right? We've had some shows in between, but we've done Different Strokes and we've done Three's
right.
Company. And one of the things that we've always talked about is these sitcoms, you know when it's about time for them to wrap it up when they bring on a cute
sadly,
kid.
Sadly.
Right? It means they've kind of run
sadly,
their course.
Yes. It never seems to work out.
Well, it doesn't, but I've got some really interesting statistics
okay.
for you here. I did research yeah. this show, and I think we would all agree that the gold standard, you know, what everyone bases this phenomena on is Cousin Oliver on
oh,
the
yeah.
Brady Bunch.
Adorable kid.
Oh, my God, was he adorable.
Lil John Denver, as we've talked about before.
Lil John Denver, yeah.
My name's Lil Jeffy.
Come on, man. Don't break in every 5 seconds.
Can I have some carrots?
Go get some carrots. Anyway.
He has trouble with his R's, doesn't he?
Well, he, we're working on
okay.
it. So here's the type of research that I actually did. So Brady Bunch runs from 69 to 74, okay?
Yeah.
So in 69, you have Bobby at 9 years old. Cindy's 8 years old.
Right.
Adorable kids, right? Cindy, pigtails, come on. Well, Cousin Oliver comes around in 74, the last season. So Bobby's now 14, Cindy's 13. Kind of awkward stage,
yeah.
you know, right? And
Junior
Cousin
High.
Oliver comes in at an adorable 10.
Sure, absolutely.
Right.
I mean, it seems like an absolute winning formula. Like it should have just revived the show, right?
I would have thought so because he did bring stuff to the show. I mean, he kind of got Bobby into some predicaments.
They were quite the team. You're right. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you know, the show, honestly, how much longer was it going to go, I guess, is the thing. Unless it was going to spin off into, I don't know. I mean, so was it that the show was already running its course and this was just a way to get the last little bit of juice out of it? Or did bringing in Oliver herald the end?
I think it was. I think they understood that two of them are about to go to college, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it kind of ushered in the end. And then last week we actually talked about Happy Days.
Yeah.
You know, Joni was never like the cute kid. I mean, she was 14 years old, but she was kind of the sassy one.
Sassy.
She was sassy.
Real sassy, yeah.
And they never brought on the cute kid until, like, 1982,
when she
they brought
started,
in Heather O'Rourke.
Yeah, because Joni started loving Chachi, and they needed to bring in some innocence.
Well, they did, yeah. I think Joni loved Chachi before they got married.
Oh.
But, cool it! But they brought in Heather O'Rourke, and for some reason, I want to say Fonzie either got married, and last week, do you remember I said I think it was to a lady named Linda Perrell?
Yeah,
it was.
I told you I didn't doubt you. Go back and listen to that episode. I said, I don't know, but I don't doubt that that's right.
And then last
is.
Week, obviously, we talked about this was when we really started pushing us over the edge to say this is just fact. It's just fact. And that was Different Strokes, right?
Yeah.
78 to 86. So in 78, you have Arnold, the cute kid,
oh, man.
16 years old.
No.
He's 16.
You're kidding
Gary me. Coleman is 16 years old. No.
When that show started in 78, he was 16? We didn't even bring that up in our
I will have
strokes.
To double check that. But everything...
Wow.
I had no idea until I was doing this.
I'm blown
so,
away. But anyway, I mean, obviously he looked...
Bring on 1984.
He looked 10. You know.
He looked adorable. Yeah. Right. But he did age kind of quickly. You know, by the end of the show, he had a little mustache.
Yeah.
His cuteness was gone.
Right.
So they bring in that little redheaded kid, Sam, who's Sam. 9 years old. So you replace, you know, you're replacing the 20-year-old with a 9-year-old. You do that
And
often.
I'm going to say, I think they respected the formula, because if you'd have put some, you know, wireframe glasses on Sam, he would not have not looked like John Denver either. You think? He was redheaded.
Oh, my gosh. He would have looked like John Denver without a soul because he was redheaded.
Yeah, that's right.
Gingers have souls.
Ouch.
So those were the three that we've kind of talked about so far.
Yeah.
And I went through a lot of other ones, and it's just, it's mind-bending.
Yeah.
It just happens. Can I take a widow nap? I don't care what you do, buddy. Just come back towards the end of the show. Little Jeffy.
But that was
he's
cute.
Adorable.
That was can't hurt our rating.
It was cute.
Yeah,
he'll be jumping. Can't hurt our rating.
Put those
can anything hurt our ratings?
Put those wire rim glasses on him. Spit an image of John Denver. Look at that. That's so cute. Anyway, go ahead.
That is unbelievable. I can't see. Well, take the glasses
He's
off.
He's got good eyesight to boot.
Yeah. He does.
No
He's
need
20/20.
For corrective lenses.
I would have to say one of the cutest kids in the history of sitcoms was Rudy.
Rudy.
Cosby Show. She was
Adorbs.
Something else. 5 years old when she starts that
five
show.
5 years old.
5 years old. In 1989, they bring on a character named Olivia, played by Raven Simone.
That's so Raven.
Who was 4 years old.
Four.
And, and Rudy had now become 10 years old.
Remember, Rudy had a kind of a little mustache. Now that you bring that up,
she did have a little mustache, which is why I think they had to bring in Raven Simone.
Bring in Raven. Yep.
Yep. So you're right. Rudy had a mustache. Sweetness.
She kind
of
did.
Oh yeah, she kind of. She had like sideburns.
Yeah.
But I would venture to say that none more adorable on that show than Peter the Chubby Kid. I've said it once, I've said it twice. He was just, anytime he'd run out
I've
of that.
I've asked you not to say it anymore, I think. It's kind of weird.
What do you mean? Oh.
How cute you think that Chubby Kid is.
I thought you said I was cute. Little
oh,
put the
little
glasses
Jeffy.
Back on. He's adorable. Then we get to Family Ties, 82 to 89.
Mm-hmm.
In 82, Jennifer, the young Jennifer, played by Teeny Others, was 9 years old.
Ah.
But she wasn't trying to be the cute kid.
No.
She was the tomboy.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah. She had the baseball mitt in the back of her pocket. You know,
right.
She was cute, great character.
Yeah.
But for some reason, in 1986, when she turns 13... the Keatons decide to have another baby, and Brian Bonsall plays a kid named Andy, and he's 5 years old. So you bring him on, but the show still lasts another 2 or 3 years, so it kind of broke the mold.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
not
that
too.
One was a little more organic, because it was, you know, they decided to have it, or they had a caboose baby. I don't remember if it was a surprise or if they were trying or what, but it wasn't bringing in a cousin or...
But yeah, Brian Bonsall was written into the show as a son. Then you have Growing Pains, okay?
Growing Pains.
85 to 92. Now, one of my criteria on this show is it had to be at least 5 or 6 years long.
Okay.
The sitcom. And there had to be someone that came in to replace someone younger. So there had to, you know, it couldn't be like a... You'll see.
I'm trying to remember Growing Pains. What? happened.
Okay, Growing Pains was Kirk Cameron.
No, I know the show, but I'm trying to think where the cute kid came in.
Well, in 85, it's 85 to 92, Ben, played by Jeremy Miller, was 9 years old. Again, never really the cute kid. He was more the ornery kid.
He was kind of sassy, too,
He was kind of sassy. Uh-huh. So then they decide to have a child in 88.
Okay.
And in 88, they have a child named Chrissy, who is played by Kristen and Kelsey Dohrig, whoever. So it's kind of like Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen. They were twins. Yeah. They played 1 year old or whatever. Okay. And then in 1990, it's played by a girl named Ashley Johnson, and all of a sudden, you know, the little girl's like 5 or 7. Ashley Johnson was 7 at the time. Adorable little kid. Okay. So clearly brought on the kid, and you know, and in that case, you know, they might have brought on the kid because they did lose Kirk Cameron, not to the show. The show didn't lose him, but he actually went on to success as a teacher. And one of the other storylines, he had a student in his class that he really took a fondness of, and I don't remember much about this. Mm-hmm. I remember him being on the show, but the kid's name was Luke Bauer, and he came in 91, 92, so he's probably only in one season of the show. But do you remember who played Luke Bauer?
I don't. What are you?
It was a 17-year-old kid.
Yeah?
And he would go on to become...
Was it...
An A-list actor.
Was it Leonardo DiCaprio?
It was Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, my gosh. I do vaguely remember that. Oh.
And, you know, I got to... What year was Titanic?
Like 98, probably? 7?
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it was 90. Okay, so it was
It would have been What's Eating later. Gilbert Grape before that. You know, that was one of his big breakouts.
But Leonardo DiCaprio.
I forgot about that. Wow. Yep.
So now we get to Facts of Life.
Uh-huh.
A little bit different. The next few are going to be a little bit different. So it's from 79 to 88.
Uh-huh.
And in 79, Tootie, played by Kim Fields, 10 years
she
old,
had the whole, she
roller
was the whole
skates.
Package. Cute
She
and
was
sassy.
The whole package.
Yep.
Sassy, cute, mm-hmm. could blade.
Oh, she could blade.
She could blade. Now... In 85,
and Natalie could blade through a piece of pie. Remember that? Like,
boy, could she ever? Could she ever? So in 85, and it was about the time when the girls started getting older, and they opened up like a sweet shop with Mrs. Garrett and Cloris Leachman.
Uh-huh.
And Tootie's only 16.
Yeah.
Right. She still could have been the cute Tootie, but Tootie developed.
Oh, that's right. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, there were two things about Tootie that weren't young.
Yeah.
So they brought on some kid named Andy, Mackenzie Austin, who I think is an actor still, but he was only 12, and I don't think he was brought on to be like a cute kid. I don't know what his deal was. Maybe he was just looking for a job at his candy shop. I don't know. But another character on that show that came on in 85, and I have no idea what his role was, but it's another A-list actor.
Is it George Clooney?
It's George Clooney. Yeah. He was 24, so I don't know what his gig was. I don't think he was like one of the boyfriends boyfriend to one of the girls.
I feel like he worked for the school somehow. I don't know if he was a teacher or if he was. I don't really remember, but I just remember that he was on it.
Well, I know when they had this sweet shop or candy shop, they were no longer in school. It like took place at a different. See, when I did all of this stuff, I'm like, I got to go check some of this out because this one's going to get you. This one's going to get you.
Okay.
Too Close for Comfort.
Jim J. Bullock. Wait, what? They brought a cute little kid.
It runs 81 to 87.
Yeah.
Okay. In season 2 or 3, I forget. For some reason, they write in that Ted Knight and his wife get pregnant and have a baby. And again, for the first year or two, it's twins who play the one-year-old, right?
Okay.
And then in 85, it all of a sudden is a five-year-old. So now Andrew, I can't remember their last
Dice
name off
Clay.
The top of my head. Andrew Dice Clay, yeah. No, so Andrew's their kid in 1985. Oh. But here's another thing. In 1985, guess what happened?
Did Monroe move out?
The daughters moved out.
Oh.
The daughters left the show in 85, so now all of a sudden, the cute kid might be saving the show because it goes on for another 2 years. I don't know if there were contract disputes or what. But
That's a twist. It's not completely black and white as to
it's not.
What happens when it's you not. Bring in the cute kid, I guess.
It's not completely black and white.
Yeah.
I just sometimes wonder how... I wonder if it looked more like Lydia Cornell or if the kid was a cute kid or, you know, the smart one.
The smart one was cute. She obviously was missing some assets that Lydia Cornell had.
Yes, but, that you're right. And she was cute. And I think her acting career probably exceeds that of Lydia Cornell. She was in one of her roles that I can think of was she was in The Warriors. But anyway, now we're going to get into just, I've got four more to go. And each one of these have their own special, and I do, this is just as deep as I went. There's no telling how far.
Okay.
I looked at a lot of other sitcoms, but they didn't have the kid. You know, they didn't bring in a new kid. Give me a break. Give me a break. One of your favorite actors starred in it.
Nell Carter and Dolph Sweet.
Dolph Sweet. And they had three daughters, remember? And their youngest daughter, Sam, was played by Laura Jim Miller, who was 14. And I don't think that there were supposed to be a young kid on the show. I think it was more about Dolph Sweet trying to raise three daughters.
Like teenagers or something, yeah.
They're teenagers, yes, yes. So in 1983, they bring on Joey Bowlcut Lawrence to be, he was 7 years old, yeah.
It was Woe Joey Lawrence?
No, it was Woe before he was Woe, but it was Joey Lawrence.
All right.
And I do remember seeing him on that show with that little bowl cut.
You know,
and,
now that you mention it, I think I remember that. Yeah, I would have been able to say that was Joey Lawrence, though.
It was Joey. Well, if you saw it, I think you would. I mean, this is 1983. So they bring him on in 1983. Show doesn't go off till 87. They kind of broke the mold.
Maybe it was the 70s. Maybe it just didn't fly in the 70s or the early 80s, but as the 80s progressed, maybe that started to be more workable formula.
Rocky, they got greedy.
They did? What happened?
In 1986, they brought on another new kid. I guess Joey was 10. And
all
they
right.
needed to bring in another cute kid. They bring in Matthew Lawrence.
No way.
Who's Joey's brother.
Whoa.
And a year later, they're off the air.
You see?
They got greedy.
Don't tempt fate. Oh, that's...
Fool me once, shame on them.
Right.
It's
a cautionary tale.
That is a cautionary tale.
That means I'm not bringing in Lil Rocky.
Lil Rocky. You know what I call a Lil Jeffy sometimes?
Lil Uh-Oh?
Lil Uh-Oh. Yeah.
You always wanted a sidekick named Lil Uh-Oh. Always.
Yeah, I'm trying to call this guy Lil Uh-Oh.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons I call him Lil Uh-Oh is not because he's usually doing things wrong. Mm-hmm. I am. And you talk about a guy that shows up from nowhere. I'm thinking he's in his crib. I spill some juice behind. Uh-Oh. I'm like, Lil Uh-Oh. Get your ass back to bed. Sorry. It's just constantly. But I needed to bring him on the show for ratings.
Yeah, you did.
Anyway, there go night night. Come on.
Oh,
little uh-oh. He's sleepy.
You know,
I gave him a couple of.
You've done your research. I was all set to tell you, you've got to take little Jeffy off the payroll. But if you want to keep him around, I don't think it necessarily means that our show only has another season to go or something. I don't think he's going to doom us, but I think I got to keep little Rock out because that would be getting greedy.
You just totally blew my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Everything I've ever talked about with sitcoms and shows that once they start feeling like they're dwindling, they bring on a little kid.
Oh, do you think, what are you saying?
You know what I'm saying?
What?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Big uh-oh might have to have a talk with little uh-oh. What you saying it there? Nothing, little uh-oh. Take your pills. I'm going to have a talk with him.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to the Gen X Factor Podcast, your home for all things 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and beyond, because we realize there's a little Gen Xer in all of us. We also realize we're all a little bit dazzlingly uncool. Not sure what that means? Go out to www.rockysealmusic.com and find out. Do you think you might be dazzlingly uncool? Well, if you found your way to this podcast, chances are you may be, or you will be one day. Check us out on our socials. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and you can find special video segments on our YouTube channel called Rocky Seal Music. Stay tuned every Thursday for new podcast episodes wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good Lord.